It's time to find out what's doing around the Muswellbrook District with Mayor Steve Reynolds. How are we doing, Steve?
Doing well, mate. Yourself?
Not too bad. Getting excited. Of course, we've got Grand Final coming up in Scone, and there is a representative from the Muswellbrook District in Denman. They booked themselves into the game just last weekend.
Yeah, well done to them, and that's a full credit to the committee out there and the players. I think that Scone Park will be donned out with maroon and white. I don't think it'll be a house light on in Denman come Sunday.
It's going to be a great game. Really looking forward to that. Now, let's get down to business and have a chat about the water interruption today and tomorrow.
Yeah, we do. We have, due to the construction of the new water main in Fourth Street and Lawn Street, the connection of the new water main to the existing water main is scheduled to take place today and tomorrow. So it's water supply to Forbes Street between Sydney Street and Nowon Street, Sydney Street between Forbes Street and Tarakan Avenue, Lawn Street between Skeletar Street and Tyndale Street, and Fleming Street between Sydney Street and Lawn Street. It'll only be interrupted between the hours of 9 and 3, weather permitting, of course. So we apologise for any inconvenience. However, look, to maintain this system in good order, this work must be undertaken as soon as possible. So if people could just bear with us, and as we know, we look out the window, we just have to, weather permitting, everything should be fine.
All right. Yes, so it's not too far off 9 o'clock. So if you haven't had a shower in that area yet, I would encourage you to hurry up and do so. Make sure you boil the jug while you're at it. Mate, the bulky waste collection start this week.
Yes, it's underway. Zone 1, if your current domestic bins are collected on the Mondays or Tuesday, your collection starts this week. So if you've got anything, get it out the front. And Zone 2 is if your current domestic bins are collected on Thursdays or Fridays, place your waste at the curb on the week of the 4th of September. You know, collection start on Monday the 5th of September. So, and Zone 3, if you're in the domestic bins are collected, sorry, if your domestic bins are collected on Wednesdays, place your waste on the curb on the weekend of the 11th of September, and collection start Monday the 12th of September. So, mate, it's one of those times. I've gone through, I've done my clean out. I haven't put it out the front yet, but no doubt things go out the front. People do the drive around and see what someone else's trash is another one's treasure.
That is the absolute beauty of it. Just remember, though, if you're putting out something like a fridge, make sure you take the door off the hinges because you don't want little inquisitive kids getting trapped in there.
Oh, of course. Being sensible with what you put out there and the amount you put up, because it's only a theatre trailer size per property. A bit of common sense. And if you do, please, if you go through someone else's stuff, don't leave it ratted around on their yard. It's not the proper thing to do as a community member. But, look, I just say check it on our website. If you've got it for the bulky waste collection, it's on our council website. Bear, our partners have tried to stick us out lately, and we've had no luck getting collected.
I expect to be thrown out next weekend in so many ways. And now also, we saw you recently splashing around at the opening of the Muswellbrook Aquatic Centre. Plenty of visitors have been down there recently.
Yeah, more than 1,000 people took advantage of it, mate, during the opening free week at the new indoor heated pool facility. It's been fantastic. I've been down there, I bought a season pass and I've done the maths. I'm a family of 2 adults and 3 children, and you can have 2 adults and up to 5 children. Just with the 2 adults and 2 children that I've got, we only have to visit about 32, 33 times and we've got our money back with the discounted rates that we've got for August and September. And let me tell you, it's cheaper than owning a pool and it's less hassle than looking after it. The kids have always wanted a pool. Now they've got a season pass. All they have to do is say, Dad, can we go down there? And yes is the answer. So we'll be opening again for two weeks free from September the 26th in the school holidays through the 9th of October. And of course, memberships will be suspended during the free entry period and tagged onto the back of the annual pass. So, look, it is a fantastic facility. We've had so much positive feedback. I was down there on Saturday, Bear, and just the utilisation, the kids growing and smiling, the laughter. But it's not a place for parents to drop kids off to be babysat. You do need to stay within the vicinity of your kids.
Absolutely.
And make sure lifeguards aren't there to babysit.
So that's a season pass, 2 adults and 5 kids. I thought you were giving us an exclusive there that you and Ash are about to have another couple of kids to get full value out of that pass, mate.
If that does, I'm putting myself on the curbside collection, don't you worry.
I think that's Ash's phone that's popped up on our line. She's got something to say about that.
No. We've got 3 very healthy children and no.
Don't need to add to that collection. All right.
If you and Sarah, by all means, we'll happily babysit for you.
Thank you very much for that offer. And as always, thank you very much for the update, Steve. You have a great weekend. We'll see you at the grand final at Scone Park on Sunday.
Most definitely. Thanks, mate. Talk to you soon.